This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Now, if you are a regular listener, you may be aware that RNIB's Northern Ireland Technology Fair is returning this February. And here to tell us more is Joe Kenny, who is a PR officer working with RNIB in Northern Ireland. Welcome into Connect Radio, Joe. This is the second Northern Ireland Technology Fair. Tell us a bit more about that. Why did you think you needed to bring it back?
Well, thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me on. We're very excited about the second year of our technology fair. I suppose the initial idea came from the kind of, we were very aware, certainly since COVID and all the lockdowns and all that sort of thing, that face-to-face events had sort of had been diminished, obviously. And so what better way to get everybody back together and get everybody sort of meeting up in the one place, having a bit of a social time and exploring technology than have a big fair, big exhibition in a big room somewhere in Northern Ireland. So that's what we started to do. Last year we had it in Belfast in the Europa Hotel, which was a roaring success. I mean, I think at one point we counted there was over 400 people through the door over the course of the day, which was really unprecedented. We were hoping for a couple of hundreds, and we got like way more than we thought. So I mean, it made sense to do it again and just do it bigger and better. Learn from last year, take on board some feedback, and just do it again. And we're doing it this year in Lisburn, which is just outside Belfast, in the Lagan Valley Island. It's a massive, big sort of modern centre with all the modern things you expect from an exhibition centre. You know, level access. We've got a loop system for deaf, hard of hearing people. We've got all sorts of fancy things, and we're very excited about it.
As you say, it's an opportunity to get face to face and hands on with technology. What can visitors expect this time around?
Lots of tech, lots of tech suppliers and manufacturers in the one room showing their wares, and more than willing to sit down and talk with you one-to-one about what they've got and how to use it. I'm very keen that we sort of stress the point, whether you're new to technology or even if you fear technology, if you're technophobe or if you think it's not for you, you're more than welcome. I guarantee that your mind will be changed by some of what you see at the tech fair. Also, if you're a tech whiz, if you think that you know it all, and sometimes I do too, and you want to find out about the latest updates, the latest, you know, what's out now this year, come along. You're bound to find something that is up your street. Also, it's not just sort of technology. It's also like there's a local charities there too. We've got like, well, obviously RNIB, we've got Guide Dogs, we've got Macular Society, we've got a local local group that offer technology advice. We've got Angel Eyes NI, we've got Empathize, Macular Society. We've got all that stuff too as well, but the main emphasis is on technology. And that can go from low tech, as we might call it, like, canes, for example, magnifiers, even like bump-ons, that kind of thing, all the way through to your high tech, you know, your video magnifiers, your computer-based software, all that kind of thing.
Right, so the exhibition is really the heart of it, everything from magnification, audio products, and Braille is going to be a big focus this time around.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, Dave. Yes, we all know we're in the middle of Braille 200, 200 years of Braille, and I think sometimes we say that and we don't maybe stop and appreciate 200 years of Braille is quite a thing. So that would be a centre theme of our tech fair. We're going to have RNIB's Braille Heritage exhibition front and centre. They'll be there all day. There'll be all the bits and pieces that they're bringing, and there'll be plenty of talk about Braille. We really want to sort of celebrate Braille, if you like, and use that opportunity to do that.
Those heritage items are fascinating, and often in Northern Ireland you might not have had that opportunity to get hands-on with some of the reading and writing equipment from the 19th century, and really exploring how Braille equipment evolved through the centuries. And of course there will be the latest innovations as well, multi-line devices and tactile graphic devices as well. And this event, Joe, and we'll get into the dates and the addresses and all of that in a sec, is happening the day after the Braille and Beyond Library Tour visits Lisbon as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's going to be on the 25th of February in the Lisbon Library. We're looking forward to that too. Sort of double whammy, if you like. You've got the you've got the Braille and Beyond event on the 25th, and then we've got our tech fair on the 26th, both in Lisbon, and not to be missed, I would say.
And in addition to the exhibition, are you planning any presentations alongside that?
Yes. So alongside the exhibition, which is free to attend, and it's literally, you know, if you imagine you come along and you walk into this massive big hall and you please yourself, basically. You wander around and you see what's on show. Going alongside that, then, we've got a whole program of what we're calling tech talks, which are literally that. They're sort of specialized talks by invited guests on all sorts of things, and they'll be in a separate room, nicely kind of organized and with sound systems and all sorts of stuff. So a bit of feedback we had from last year was that we tried to do the tech talks in the same room as exhibition, and we felt that was just too much, basically too much noise going on in the one space. So this is a lovely plush room. We've got a series of talks running all day, and again, they're free to attend. You literally turn up and you look at the program of events and you pick the one you want to go in. You can just sit there all day if you like and go to them all, if that's what you want to do. We've got talks on Braille, people who use Braille, what they use it for, the comparison between Braille sort of in years gone by compared to what people might use to read and write now today. We've got a talk on AI, artificial intelligence, and how we might use that in our daily life. We've got a talk from the Education Authority on the kind of technology that is available for blind and partially sighted kids in school. We've got a talk on VI gaming. That's going to be fascinating. We're kind of looking forward to that one. All the developments that's been made in that field. And then we've got a great talk on NaviLens, which some listeners may know. The kind of digital signage, as they call it. There's a guy coming over from Spain to give us a talk on that. So there's loads of... I think there's something for everybody. Well, we hope there is anyway.
So the RNIB Tech Fair in Northern Ireland is taking place on the 26th of February, Joe?
Yes, it's Wednesday the 26th of February from 11 a.m. all the way through to, 4:30. They've told us we have to be out by 5, so so yeah, 4:30, 11 a.m. to 4:30, it's 26th of February, it's a Wednesday. We thought that was the best day. Never do an event on a Monday or Friday, that's what I was always told. So so it's a Wednesday, and it's a day after the Braille and Beyond event in the Lisbon Library as well.
And is there a web page or somewhere where we can find out more information?
There's all sorts of ways you can find out more. If you want to know more detail from the guys over here in Northern Ireland, the best bet is to just drop an email to rnibni@rnib.org.uk, and we'll come back to you straight away. You can contact the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999 and they'll be able to direct your query and tell you all about it. You can find us on Facebook. There's a Facebook event which we're quite active at the moment. We're having a bit of chat about different suppliers. You can go there onto the RNIB Northern Ireland Facebook page. You can also just search on the RNIB website as well. Just type in the sort of tech fair and it should pop up. We've got an info page on there as well.
Excellent. And I'm sure Connect Radio will be there bringing coverage from the day.
Oh, yes, they will.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Anything I've not asked you, Joe, that you wanted to add?
Just that the guys over in Northern Ireland will be having, there is a limited bus service as well for some of the harder to reach areas. There's going to be a shuttle bus from the train station in Lisbon or the bus station to take you right to the door of the exhibition centre. I mean, quite frankly, I think it'd be harder not to go.
There you go. There you go. And do people need to register? Is it just turn up on the day?
Believe it or not, no. We're not asking people to register. You literally, we're hoping people just come along and you just register on the day. We are going to be launching our RNIB and I newsletter, which is something that's new to us anyway, on the day. So that's something you can register for, which will keep you up to date with the goings on over here in Northern Ireland. And that's something we're quite excited about. But in terms of the event, no, you just turn up. You can bring a friend, partner, husband, wife, kids, whatever you want to do, bring everybody and you'll be very, very welcome.
There we are. Date for the diary, the 26th of February 2025 in Lisbon for RNIB Tech Fair Northern Ireland. Joe Kenny, PR officer with RNIB in Northern Ireland. Thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Dave.